Israel was glad for all the goodness of God, October 6. And at that time Solomon held the feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king, and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people. Of surpassing beauty and unrivaled splendor was the palatial building which Solomon and his associates erected for God and his worship. Garnished with precious stones, surrounded by spacious courts with magnificent approaches, and lined with carved cedar and burnished gold, the temple structure, with its broidered hangings and rich furnishings, was a fit emblem of the living Church of God on earth, which through the ages has been building in accordance with the divine pattern, with materials that have been likened to gold, silver, precious stones, polished after the similitude of a palace. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. For 7 days the multitudes from every part of the kingdom, from the borders of Hamath unto the river of Egypt, a very great congregation, kept a joyous feast. The week following was spent by the happy throng in observing the Feast of Tabernacles. At the close of the season of reconsecration and rejoicing, the people returned to their homes, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David, and to Solomon, and to Israel his people.